Sulphur is in Murray County, about 30 miles southwest of Ada. It isn't really a ghost town. The last census reported a little less than 5,000 people living in the area, but you could say they're living in the second town. First, there was Sulphur Springs, most likely settled sometime between 1890 and 1895. The land was owned by the Chickasaw Nation, so the residents had to pay the tribe for the pleasure of staying near these naturally occurring springs Sulphur is famous for.
We're in a semi-arid savanna, hot and dry and dusty. And if you moved more than 100 yards from these springs, you'd never see them, would you, because of where they're at. It was like a hidden jewel.
Sulphur native Dennis Muncrief and I are sitting in an office at the heart of town with a clear view of the park. He's a retired contractor who researched and wrote a book on the park's history. Kirk Perry is with the Chickasaw Nation. He says a former Chickasaw governor was one of the many people who asked the U.S. government to take over the springs.
Douglas Johnson wanted to be sure that those were protected so that members of the public would be able to access those springs rather than the springs being surrounded by commercial development where nobody could get into them.
People like bathhouse owners and hotel people, they would charge people, and he wanted it free for all citizens.
But there was a price. The people of Sulphur Springs had to move. When I asked Dennis how far, he answered with the point of a finger.
Across that fence. But you had to move a whole house or church or store across. They only had to move about a quarter of a mile. But you had to jack your house up and put it on a wagon and tow it, you know. Mm-hmm. This move didn't happen in 6 months. It took like 6 or 7 years to get everything out of the park.
That's partly because there were over 1,000 people living in town around that time, and Dennis counts about 1,000 hotel rooms, all because of these springs and their fabled power to heal. Dennis says to this day, people still drink the water like a regular tonic or elixir. He told me a famous story about the sulfur water and the park's first ranger.
He and his mother loved to fish, and one day they were fishing, and a catfish fined him in the thigh, set up an infection. Back then, there were no antibiotics. They'd heard about the waters here, so they come down and spent the summer here, and his mother bathed him 3 or 4 or 5 times a day with that sulfur water. Guess what? It healed the infection in his leg, and he didn't have to have his leg amputated.
For me, accepting that this water can actually heal was a little hard to buy into, even though it's an enticing idea. Dennis, on the other hand, accepts the spring's power as scientific fact.
Bromide water, the chemical bromide, it was for indigestion. Sulfur water, on the other hand, is supposed to heal infections. When I was a kid, I drank sulfur water all the time, every day. When you sweat that sulfur out, it keeps the ticks and the chiggers off of you.
Native Americans also used these springs as medicine for hundreds of years, and Bruce Noble, the park's superintendent, adds going to springs for healing was a kind of fad in Europe and early America.
You know, there was a feeling among the people as a whole that these were really healthy places to go. People thought, wow, you know, if I can go and, you know, get a taste of that water and soak in it, it's going to cure all the things that ail me.
Even today, the springs and the park built around them are arguably the reason Sulphur isn't a bona fide ghost town. Bruce says over 1 million people visit the park every year, and they bring over $100 million in revenue with them. So protecting this resource is as important as ever, but it's been a struggle to keep the springs flowing while meeting the community's need for water. In the beginning, the park started out with about 33 springs.
I would say now 2/3 of those 33 are dry. And we're looking now at getting some particular protections that apply to the park so that if people are going to drill new wells, they're going to have to do it a specified distance away from the park in order to protect the springs.
Bruce says he isn't afraid that one day all the springs will go dry, not while they're under government protection. And for Sulphur's sake, I hope he's right. Reporting from Sulphur, I'm Quentin Chandler with KOSU.